Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, guy who had another big day, as he's had a lot of early Novembers lately, and that is Michigan State head basketball coach Tom Izzo. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Jack.
Signing day and four more outstanding players coming in, and they're all perimeter players, but that's what you really needed in this class.
Well, it really is. You know, we had the problem where in our own way we lose four seniors, you know, Chris Allen and Kalen and Durrell and Mike Keebler and Austin Thornton's kind of in that class too. So, I mean, they were all guards. You know, I said if there's one negative lately, it's we can't get it balanced out very good, although last year's was 2-2. So, you know, it'll work out, but I think it was four good guys that are really going to help us, especially with what we lose. So, you always want to recruit to your needs, and I think we did a great job of recruiting to our needs.
Is it getting easier, Tom?
You know, Jack, I say no because I think recruiting's the, if it ain't the worst part of my job, it's the worst part of my job.
Right.
But I think I said for the first time the last year, year and a half, I think we're starting to at least reap some of the benefits of the Final Fours where we're getting more kids that want to be here. And, you know, it seems like it's taken a long time, but then you start thinking about it, and it's kind of the way it's supposed to happen. When the kids are 10 and 11 and you get to those Final Fours and win a national championship and now they're 17 and 18 making decisions, you know, that's kind of what you had to do. You had to wait till kids kind of grew up with it. And that's why sometimes the process in football and basketball takes longer than you think, because it's not one or two great years. It's growing up wanting to be a Spartan.
I talked to a lot of coaches, Tom, and some of them dislike recruiting more than others, but I don't know anyone who considers it maybe their favorite part of the job. What is the toughest aspect of college recruiting?
Well, it's just so hard, because what's hard is there's so many people involved and so many rules. And it's so difficult to really even understand them. And then when you do, there's so many different interpretations. And, you know, and I think still the majority of the people are trying to do everything the right way. And, you know, I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem still that even within doing it the right way, there's just so many people that are involved in these kids' lives. And so many that have absolutely, I watched an incredible 30-30 last night on running back from
Marcus Dupree.
Yeah. Did you watch that show,
yeah,
Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
It was, to me, unbelievable. And in the end, more like a reverend agent, I don't know which one he was, kind of was his downfall.
Yeah.
You know, it was scary. And you had a feel for these. Sometimes you get a feel for the kids, and yet that's what makes it so difficult. There's just so many people involved, and you got to try to weed out which is which.
Well, you've got four players coming in who could help make Michigan State, keep Michigan State as a scary team for a lot of opponents. You want to take a minute or so and talk about Juwan Anderson, Brandon Dawson, Brandon Kearney, and Travis Trice?
Well, Juwan Anderson, he's that athlete that we always like having on the perimeter, you know, whether it be a Kelvin Torbert, a Jason Richardson, a Maurice Ager, a Shannon Brown. You know, he's kind of got a body like Shannon. It's not quite as strong yet, but probably shoots it a little better at the same age, not quite as explosive, or should anybody be. But he's one of these guys that we think has a tremendous upside. Could be a very good defender and a rebounder. And Brandon Kearney got a little bit of a Steve Smith look-alike, you know, 6'6", kind of skinny,
right.
Very good understanding of the game, can play at least three positions. Again, what I said today, Jack, was all of them have come from programs that have won.
Right.
And I think that's important. All of them are coming from families that I really like. That's important. All of them wanted to be here. That's important. Brandon Kearney, we've been recruiting since his freshman year of high school. And, you know, he's got a ways to go because he's got to get stronger. But at the same time, his skill level and his basketball IQ are very high. In Brandon Dawson, you have a phenomenal athlete, kind of a mix between a Shannon and a Raymar Morgan. He's 6'6", mm-hmm. a great athlete. He
right.
can, I think, going to be able to play the three. He's probably a true power forward now, but he's, he can shoot threes, handle the ball. He's got a left hand, right hand, very well coached in high school. His coach actually played at Houston during the Fire Slammer Jamma era, and so he is a he is that athlete that guy that can, I think, is going to be the best offensive rebounder we've ever had. That's a big statement for us because we've had some good ones. And then Travis Trice, my latecomer, you know, my watching him and doing something that I don't often do, but I just kind of fell in love with this kid's IQ. Dad's a coach, played at Purdue and at Butler. Can really run a team, you know. You talk about a true point guard. Most true point guards are usually not as good a shooter. This one's a true point guard who can shoot. And as we started watching him, and I watched him, and then I got Dwayne Stevens to watch him, and almost everybody that's seen him now has fallen in love with him and comes from an incredible family. And Brian Gregory helped me a little bit. I mean, they were trying to recruit him, and he wasn't sure if they could get him, so they moved on. And then he helped me, too, and he had seen him a lot. So I'm pleased with all four guys, but I'm really pleased with the factors that I said, you know. And
right.
You get winners that want to be here, that love the game. I think it gives you a chance to every kid's got to get better, Jack. You know, football or basketball, if kids aren't getting better, they're not good enough to play here, or very few are. And I think these kids want to get better, and that's going to make them get better players.
Tom, one of the questions we get all the time in the media is, well, who does he remind you of?
Yeah.
And, you know, you mentioned the Steve Smith, Brandon Kearney comparison, which is pretty obvious looking at that video. And you also talked about the different players who could be compared with Dwan Anderson. I talked to someone the other day who said he reminds him of Kendall Gill. Now, it's not a Spartan,
yeah.
but
yeah.
a
yeah.
left-handed guy yeah. who can be pretty yeah. explosive and do a lot of things. I was watching the Brandon Dawson video today, and I said, you know, he's a little bit like an Allen Anderson
yeah.
in terms of being able to do all kinds of things, maybe a little more explosive than that. Do you
yeah,
see any definitely. Comparison with Travis Trice and Drew Neitzel?
You know, I've had the hardest time of all four of them comparing Travis because he's not a great athlete.
Right.
And neither was Drew Neitzel, now you think of it, but you know, maybe that is the best comparison because, and yet Travis is a better athlete. I mean, you know, my guys went down and watched him this fall and he's dunking and on you know, things like that when I never saw that this summer.
Right.
But he has a right and left hand like Drew. Can't pull up and shoot a three like Drew, the opposite hand, but he's, you know, that might be a better comparison. And he has maybe even a better point guard mentality. You know, Drew was a very good shooting guard
right.
in high school, and he still played both. But and Drew could pass, and this kid, I think, has a little pass first, shoot second mentality, but he can shoot. So that's the closest thing I get. And if he turns out having that 4-year career that Drew had, we'll win a lot of games.
Well, Trice is shooting 43% from three-point range. I told Fred Heumann that's better than he could do at the foul line. So,
you know, that's a good stat. I didn't even know that stat myself. But I do think we have some guys that can't shoot, can handle, can pass, are unselfish. I think they're going to come in together and you know, and really fit in with the guys we got. Because now we got a couple bigs. You know, and Payne and Ghana and a couple guards in Russell Bird and, of course, Appling. So, you know, it's what we needed. It's what we got. And I'm just happy they're all aboard.
A couple of very impressive exhibition wins, a 44-point victory over Saginaw Valley State. And that's a team that almost beat Michigan a couple of days later. And then a 30-point win over Nebraska Omaha the other night. Now you open the regular season Friday at 8:30 against Eastern Michigan. And if anyone wants to see this Michigan State basketball team, you better jump on the tickets when they're available, if you can get your hands on some, because, Tom, I think people are going to be looking back at this team, and I don't say this often, the best team you've ever had. I think that by the time this is over, whether they win a championship or not, you have so many pieces that you can play with here and so much protection against injury that it's going to be a very, very exciting winter in East Lansing.
Well, I think it could be, Jack, and that's a strong statement coming from you, because you've been here through way before I was here, and and yet you've seen every team that I've been involved with. And I think you're right on this. We do have a lot of pieces, but sometimes those pieces have to mesh, and
right,
the puzzle has to fit together, and the injuries are probably still a big key, and handling that big bullseye on your back. All those things are factors. And you're right. Sometimes we want to measure it on whether we win championships, but that doesn't mean yet we couldn't be one of the better teams and not win one, as we all know, because it's hard to get even into the tournament these days. But I think we have a chance, and that's what you want to have this time of year. And how fast we mesh together and get everybody back to normal after all that time off. You know, we were talking about Adrian Payne this year, and we were trying to compare him to somebody who we had before, and they said, well, that guy had a lot of time off. And then we said, yeah, well, he missed the whole summer. We said, well, Adrian missed 4.5 months of the summer. You know, you just don't even realize some of those things, because once they're back, it's, you know, everything's back to normal. So when they come around, we have length, we have athleticism, we have scorers, I think we have enough physical guys, we have enough experience. That three spot will be important for us. How rapidly that comes along between Day-Day and whether we take him out of his comfort zone or not, and who else can play there. Austin's been playing pretty well, and, you know, what happens as Appling and we get Corey back. But, you know, I'm concerned about this weekend, and I'm concerned about it because we know Corey's not playing. We know Keebler's probably not playing, and we don't know how long Kalen can go, you know, what he could go against the Division II schools. I mean, Eastern's got some good guards. They are picked to win their side of the MAC by some publications, so It'll be interesting, you know, and I'm not crying wolf one way or another. I'm just telling you that this team is still a work in progress, and the biggest thing we got to do is get everybody on the same page, which I think we have as far as chemistry-wise, but now we got to get it as far as playing-wise.
And another easy schedule, Tom. You've got South Carolina, looks like Connecticut and Kentucky waiting for you in Maui, then you come back and you get Duke right away, then Syracuse on the road, come back and get Texas. When are you going to play some real competition?
Well, you know, and you got to throw other – I mean, I was talking to somebody the other day, they're so concerned about Oakland. You know, he's probably got his best team ever.
Right.
And, there's not a lot of downtime. And when you go to Maui and come back, and then you travel to Durham, and then you come back, and then you travel to New York, I mean, we got our hands full. I mean, but that's not what worries me, because we've always done that.
Right.
What worries me is the Big Ten so much better.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a good chance that we could play easily 10 games against ranked opponents in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
We're going to play Purdue twice. We're going to play Ohio State once. We're going to play Illinois twice. And Wisconsin, Minnesota, they'll be ranked. You play them twice, you know. I mean, that's what's going to make a difference this year. We've gone some years, as you and I have talked, Jack, where we've played one ranked team in the Big Ten.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not going to happen this year.
Well, talking to some of the national guys, Tom, they said before Robbie Hummel went down,
yep,
there was a legitimate chance that the Big Ten could have three teams in the Final Four.
I think a legitimate chance. Now, I say that putting another bullseye on our back, but the point that I make about it is we are one of those 15 teams. Purdue's one of those 15 teams. Are they still? I still think they have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State's definitely one, and I'll be honest with you, and those 15 teams, I think Illinois is one.
Illinois is, yeah.
I really do. So who knows what'll happen, but we're going to have some teams knocking on the door, and then you know we're actually counting out. Just think, we're looking at a Minnesota as a fifth, sixth, seventh place team. They got a lot back, 2 7-footers, a guy sitting out who might be better than either one of them.
Right.
They get their guard back, who was ineligible. Their other guard played so well when he was gone.
Yeah.
And Tubby Smith's the coach. You know, they're going to be really good.
Tom, I know you got a lot to work on, and you got to get this football team to Pasadena, too. You're going to try to get that done, I know, and help Mark D'Antonio. So.
Well, I tell you, Jack, yeah, in closing, it's got to make every Spartan feel good, you know. And we've had an incredible year, and the best is yet to come. And wherever we end up, it's been an incredible year, and maybe more important, sure headed down the right road. I'll tell you that. It's going to be a bright future.
Tom Izzo, Michigan State head basketball coach, beginning year 16, and the Spartans in action Friday night at Breslin Center, 8:30 against Eastern Michigan. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Jack. You're the best. See ya.
We'll be right back. Our final segment coming up, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.